This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
If anybody out there has a secret, you better hope Pablo Torre doesn't find out, because Pablo Torre is on a journalistic run that we haven't seen since maybe the 60s when it comes to sports. As this morning, he put out the latest edition of his podcast, Pablo Torre Finds Out, and he has tracked down over like 1,800 documents and like seven off-the-record witnesses. Evidence that Kawhi Leonard, when he signed with the LA Clippers, was given basically a no-show job / endorsement with a now defunct tree farm or something like that out of LA that is linked to Steve Ballmer. And what I can only say was a legit, when I saw that this morning, a holy bleep, I don't know how to respond to this. I did not see this coming.
I think why people like me and you like these stories so much is that because in the sports world, we've just seen so much. And the sports world often repeats itself in many ways, right? Mm-hmm. This is different. This is now we've had rumors of different things like this. I mean, for years it was, why is Tom Brady only making $10 million playing for the Patriots?
Yeah.
And then people are like, well, he has to take a discount so that he can pay other players.
Ultimate team player.
Sure. Sure he is. Yeah, exactly right. Meanwhile, we long speculated that there was a lot of kickbacks and a lot of payment going his direction. Just no one ever could prove it. And so like being able to not only have Clippers employees go, again, unnamed Clippers employees, but people going on the record with Pablo and saying that this was a direct payment to do nothing and just be a part of the Clippers is wild.
I do just love like it. And I'm sure that I am just at the age where I'm noticing this, because I think every generation gets to an age where they notice how people receive new information. Watching people react to journalism in a positive way is really funny to me. Like, man, he just tracked down this paper trail, and he found the smoking gun. He got on the record with one of those voice modulators, and obviously being blacked out, he got somebody to go on the record and explain that they were basically told, like, no, this is a payoff for Kawhi. He's not going to show up. It doesn't really mean anything. And I'm like, yeah, this is what journalism's supposed to be, not Adam Schefter or Shams Charania just saying, what would you like me to put in your press release for you?
Yeah, and that's what's interesting about this. So these are the little pushbacks that we're having from the idea that we're supposed to just kind of take in our sports and just enjoy it for what it is and never really question when shady things or things that aren't on the up and up happen.
And here's the thing, because I think the NBA's reaction to this is going to be very telling. Because on one hand, you know, people have pointed to the Minnesota Timberwolves and how they skirted, of all the players, by the way, for Joe Smith. Love Joe Smith. Nice player. Former number one pick in the NBA draft. Pretty mid-forward, if we're talking, if we're being honest. Mm-hmm. They lost like five first-round picks, had a big penalty, and I think the Joe Smith deal got negated. In the CBA, there's a couple different levels of offenses, but the NBA could clearly just void the contract of Kawhi Leonard while hoisting a big fine up on the Clippers. while also potentially taking away draft picks, here's the problem. I don't know NBA owners want to go this deep into this route, because I'm going to go out on a limb there and say it's a pretty widely known practice that once you sign with a team, you also magically get these endorsements with teams that are with businesses that endorse your team. I'm going to go ahead and say if we start digging around that pile of manure, a lot of it's going to come up pretty stinky.
Yeah, and that's why usually a lot of this stuff never ends up seeing the light of day, because it's a lot of owners protecting owners. Now, Ballmer's an exception in this, in that everyone knows he's psychotic to begin with, and I mean that in an endearing way.
Endearing psychopath.
Yes, if there is such a thing, that's how I meant it to come across, because he's very likable. He's somebody that I would want. Like, I want this as my owner. I want the guy that's going to find a way to pay extra money to land a superstar. Are you kidding me? Like, there's no part of me that hates this, but there is the part of me that thinks, oh boy, this is. Like, imagine what he was trying to offer up to someone like LeBron, for instance. How deep does this go?
So LeBron was the first person I thought of.
He offered like $300 million dollars to just do no-show appearances?
And not in Miami. And not in L.A. The first time I thought...
Gilbert to bring him back?
Yeah, I mean, I think that makes a lot of sense that you'd be like, well, LeBron just... Anytime somebody's like, he came back because he just cares, it's like, that's not how life works. I don't know if you've realized there's not a lot of caring going out there in the capitalistic system, so maybe there were some shenanigans there. Now, there were very real reasons why LeBron came back with his legacy and how he changed his legacy. It doesn't mean that if we do this for Kawhi Leonard, you have to do this with every single other major superstar, and not just the NBA,
Think about that from that perspective, and I'll mention Dan in a second because he's worth $35 billion, but Ishbia in Phoenix, right? He buys that team, and then instantaneously, I mean, Booker was already there, but then all of a sudden, Kevin Durant is there, Bradley Beal's there. All of a sudden, Phoenix has all these big-time players, and it's like, wait a second. The guy that's worth about as much money as Dan Gilbert is and his big foe, he couldn't have spent out a couple extra $100 million to try to make sure that the Suns were relevant. It blew up in his face, but for sure that was on the table.
I'll just say this. I would be really surprised if the hammer was dropped. Not just because other NBA owners don't want to do
this. Fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This... I don't know how many NBA fans are actually going to be outraged.
So that's the other side of this. Like, when I hear it, I'm like, whoa, okay, you want to pay these guys even more money than you can? Yeah, it's not great because we got a cap and you got to adhere to that. But like, if other owners are signing up to pay that much extra in millions, okay.
Well, and I think, to me, I just thought it was weird that Kawhi Leonard, who's played about 40% of the games he's eligible to in L.A., the idea that he was like $50 million a year isn't going to cut it. I'm going to need an extra $7 million a year was pretty wild.
What you feel bad for is if, like, before Haslam bought into the Bucks ownership was about as poor of an ownership as you can find in the NBA.
I always felt bad for him.
But the reason why they brought in Haslam is because
they were single billionaires.
They had a hard time paying off the contracts that they currently had given out. So, like, it was... It was tough. It was so, like, in that scenario, though, like, if you're a Bucks fan, you're like, yeah, you got to hammer what happened with the Clippers, because you know you can't really copy that.
Yeah, I think that's
until
where,
Haslam takes complete control, that is.
Like, I thought it was interesting that the general reaction was an outrage to the Clippers thing. It was, I dare say there was many NBA fans going, well, I don't want to find out what my team did, as much as there are NBA owners not wanting what their team did out there in the public as well. I think this is in the end, where this is going to land is, it's so blatant, and you cannot deny how viral this story went.
It's the biggest story of the day.
I do not, and I think it's going to continue, because as we've seen with Pablo, he's really good at stringing the stories out and releasing more information and subsequent videos.
And just when you think it's done, then yes, there's another layer to it.
So I do think there's going to have to be some pound of flesh given. I think it's going to be perfunctory, though, and I'd be really, really surprised if anything other than just like, what's it like? I would honestly be really surprised if Kawhi's contract was negated on this. Mm-hmm. And if it wasn't more of like a Steve Ballmer specific, like, all right, Steve, you got to forfeit $5 million, a first round pick, and as you have to serve a suspension as governor for 3 months or something trivial like that.
The other side of this I find really interesting is just thinking about how ESPN's article on this has been handled relative to how the NFL stuff that Pablo and Mike Florio did was handled. Hey, because remember, the ESPN webpage basically just pretended like anything he did with the NFLPA in that report just didn't exist and didn't happen
until their guy did it,
until Caitlin Kaler came out and had her own report and everything like that. But that was a whole 2 weeks after the fact. And what's interesting is that with the NBA side of ESPN, they're like, they're right on it, and they're crediting Pablo, and they're like, he found out all the dirt. Here you go.
Also, I'm reading I have the Baxter Holmes piece on ESPN. A podcaster and former ESPN contributor. You can go, there's a J word you could throw in there, journalist. You could do that. Podcaster feels, every which way that ESPN attributes other journalists that have left them feels really, really kind of put down.
It was just a surprise they even acknowledged he used to work there.
That's fair. That's a step in the right direction.
I was like, okay,
but referring
good for them.
To Pablo as just a podcaster like they're missing the point.
Hosted a show with Bomani Jones that literally nobody watched and got canceled because of poor ratings, but that one wouldn't have hit the same way.
Pablo Torre, who's a better journalist than anybody we have on staff, that guy. Yeah, he's reporting. That feels like a better way of saying this.
Well, that might upset some of the staff members.
Specifically Adam Schefter.
That one might be. All of a sudden, Wright Thompson calls up and is like, wait a second, what did I hear over there?
I'm not going to take a shot at Wright Thompson. It was there.
Ooh, he wants
but
to.
We love Wright Thompson on this show, even though Pablo's a better journalist. Ashley Bastock, Cleveland.com. Does she think a Browns Week 1 win is more likely than a Browns Week 1 blowout? We'll ask her in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.